scented oil. It's just an offering, but it's what I can give. And it was kind of, so thank you, Jenna, and everyone for choosing and for leading our worship. And it's time for testimony, so if you have a testimony, please come up and share your joys, your prayers with us. One thing I'd like to praise God for is this past month, there have been two short-term missionaries, Ariana and Brianne, came from Arizona. They were the same, so they're based in Asaminami Bilingual Chapel, and they came to my university maybe three times a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, joining ESS, English Dreamers Club, my classes. We went out for dinner together too, and when I suggested it to my class, I said, let's go out for dinner next week. How many people are free? And usually people are busy with club and circle, part-time job. 22 students raised their hands, and so 25 of us had dinner together. So if you ever need short notice dinner for 25 people, I know a place you can book, a good place before. But it was a real blessing. So we said goodbye to them on Thursday, but they said, yeah, we'll be in touch. We're in contact with every single student we met online, so we will keep in touch. So please, yeah, we'll pray for them and just give praise for them making that time and believing that God can start that relationship even within a month. We just praise God for them.
It's not my baby. She's having fun. Praise the Lord. Want to thank the Lord for this church. Today we had a meeting. Pastor Hirsch, he thought about separating groups of like men, women, younger, and different age groups. And I've been joining the men's group. And it was great to see, you know, that I'm not the only one. And I think it's good about the church that we realize that whatever problems we have, we're not the only ones. And I was not the oldest there in the group, but everyone had the same concerns of the body and working hard and please pray for my family. So it was great. It was a great fellowship today. And I just want to ask for continue praying for my sons, Ryoken, in the U.S., and Rikito in Tokyo. And then as I was downstairs, Tim asked me to request a prayer for Micah. They schedule to go on Wednesday to the doctor, to see a doctor, to see if he gets hospitalized or what. So please pray that they make it to the hospital. That's what he's praying for. So thanks you for prayers, and our work has been busy, but the Lord has been giving us strength, and I hope that he continue using us in the ways that he wants to. So thank you.
Yeah. That's the testimony we had. Children blessing service in the morning, in the Japanese service. Today we have maybe about 30 children, but Sunday school teachers counted the children under high school from the baby. Now we have over 40 children in our church, maybe the maximum in our history. Yeah, and thank you, thank God, because in Japan, the children are decreasing. Not so many children, but as long as our church, we have many children, which means God loves our church, allow us to have the children, to grow them in this atmosphere, and this God's love and grace, and take care of the Christian adults, even the great grandchildren, father, mother, or that's fine. We are all father and mothers and relatives and brothers, and they were so glad that, and the small one shows the, found some Gracies on the way to the park, and the older one sang with instruments, and also they remember the Apostle Creed. Yeah, surprise. But thank God. And so please pray for our children, even that new lady, and, and six children's Habakkuks, they are the maximum. Yeah, but thank God. That's fine.
Good afternoon. Speaking of children, we're blessed to have our children now. And one thing was Naomi has to take the babies to their four-month checkup this Tuesday. And it's difficult because if it rains, I need to use the car to go to work, but she needs to use the car to bring the babies to the checkup. But fortunately, she talked with her parents, and they offered to come and to babysit or to help with whatever, with a car, whatever. So that leads to the other testimony, which is we'll just pray for our witness, for Naomi's parents, and also her sister and their family, that we can be a witness and we can continue to be faithful, because we're not an easy family to work with. Miwa gave us a great idea last Sunday. Last Sunday at the Yagai, or the Riverside service, outdoor service, she was wearing a big silver cross. And I said, that's a beautiful cross. And she said, it's useful for when she goes to a funeral, because if she goes to a funeral, she doesn't have to hold the jizo, right? Jizo, the beads, prayer beads, the Buddhist prayer beads. Because if you go, juzu, thank you. Yeah, I don't know. So juzu. And so when you go to a Buddhist funeral, they often have, do other ceremonies, but Naomi and I are often given the juzu, and it was uncomfortable. But then when Miwa talked about the cross, I thought, oh yeah, we have our own Christian version of prayer beads and prayer bracelets. And so that was a great idea, to just be faithful in our faith to Jesus, but also faithful in our witness to her family, because she has her grandfather's Jusankai, which is the 13th anniversary of her grandfather's death. So we'll probably go to that. So just pray for our witness, that will be faithful and loving to our family when we go. Thank you.
Hello, thank you, hisashiburi desu. So I went from being single in Europe and doing everything I wanted to do, whenever I wanted to do it, to coming home to a family of four now with a baby. And if there's anything that brings out my sin nature, it's an infant. I forgot how much I disliked having a baby in the house, and that was God's plan, because we wouldn't have adopted another kid had I remembered. I mean, I'm really thankful that we have a child, but it's extremely difficult for me to be empathetic and to be caring. It's just like, I have a real need for comfort, and so if I can't sleep and I can't work out and I can't take care of the things that I feel like I need to do for myself, it's hard for me to be loving to anyone, and that's especially true for my family. And so I need a lot of prayer, because it's just really hard for me. It was the same thing with Megumi. We got Megumi, and like within a week I was like, can we take her back, you know? And I mean, I love my daughter, but I like little girls. I don't like babies. And so 0 to 2 is just, it's really, really rough for me. And Darcy catches the brunt of the child rearing and of my attitude. So yeah, I definitely need a lot of prayer to, just be more Christ-like and taking care of family. Thank you.
Yeah, please pray for Art. My hands have been really full. But in the midst of it, we also had a really abundant yesterday. We had Megumi's birthday party. We invited some of our friends from where we lived before in Toyohira, and some people who aren't even totally friends yet where we live now, but I had their contact information, so I was like, want to come to a birthday party? And our neighbors, our elderly neighbors, and it was, and a couple of people from our missions team, and Amy, who's, you know, in country for just this month and a half, and it was awesome. It was really fun. Like, I was, like, had a light fever the night before. I'm, like, sweating and shivering, and then that day, like, yesterday, I was carrying the baby around me while I'm getting ready, talking to people in Japanese. Like, my Japanese is very strange, but people can understand me. And it was really fun. And it seemed like everyone was having a good time. Like, we really were praying that the Lord would make a space where people felt so welcomed and so wanted there. And we cooked a lot of meat. I think that helped. We had cake with ice cream. A woman I'd met, one of the moms at the Hoikuen, she makes cakes. And so I asked, would she make a cake? And I pay her for the cake, of course. And it was going to be Kitty-chan. And Megumi was so excited. And she made these delicious cakes. She made 4 cakes, 1 Kitty-chan and then 3 other kinds. And then she wouldn't accept our money. We invited her and her family to come to the party, of course, too. And she just, like, it was just all this abundance of, like, just gifts and friendship and, like, ease of being together. And, like, we were just so happy to be living where we're living. Like, wow. And we didn't speak very much English, you know, that day, yesterday. And it was, I really felt I could be with people. I just praise the Lord for that. Just ask for prayers for our new neighborhood, and that we could just be a light there. That people would really get that they're loved, not just by us, but way beyond us. So it was a beautiful day. We'd had a couple of just floating through short-term missionaries come by the night before, and they helped, like, prepare gift bags and all this for party favors. And I got a message last night, like, how'd the party go? We were praying. And I just feel like, yes, you were. Like, thanks. So it was really beautiful. Megumi had a good time, of course. She kind of overdid herself. Being super extroverted, she gets a little crazy because too many people and too much joy. But she did all right. She did all right. So, yeah, thank you for praying for our new neighbors.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Somebody says, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I want to thank for the Lord for all the blessings, and especially for the strength in our work. So I will just... Uh, Last Sunday, my friend sang this song, and the message of this song is it's really, really touched my heart. So I want also to sing this song for everybody. So. Just wait a minute. I want to dedicate this song for the Lord and for all of us. Don't you know you'll be either lost and found? And Jesus declared you shouldn't be surprised see the throne. Tell you the truth, unless a man is born again, he cannot see, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You should know that God loves you so. His gave his only son to die for you. You should know that God loves you so. He gave his only son to die for you. Whoever believes on the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the truth will see the light. There's a judge to everyone by the works he did. He does not accept the word that he saved. You should know that God loves you so. He gave his only son to die for you. And you should know that God cares for you. He's willing to forgive and save you. You should know that God loves you so. He gave his only son to die for you. You should know that God cares for you. He's willing to forgive and save you. He's willing to forgive and save you. Oh, he's willing to forgive and save you. So keep.
One more testimony before I forget. Twice a month on first and third Friday, I lead a Bible study at the YMCA. Mihoko-san is one of Margaret's joined before once, I think. And 2 days ago, I forgot. I thought it was still May. And there were when I got home, there were messages saying, "Are you okay? What happened?" And I wrote back saying, "I hope things went okay." And I said, "I still believe in miracles. Maybe without me, you can still have a Bible study." And they did. So Mihoko-san and her husband led the Bible study. Usually it's been like, "Oh, but we're not English speakers," when that's not the main thing at all. But I was really, so from now on, I'm going to be absent every time. No, no. I hope I'll be there, but I was really encouraged that even my forgetfulness was an opportunity for God. Talking of mistakes and forgetfulness, today we have a very special opportunity. There's lots and lots of places to make notes for your sermon, prayers, because I forgot to press the double-sided thing on the printer. So anyway, that's another blessing from God if we see it that way. There are a couple of other things. I think on the 11th of June is when Trump and Kim Jong are meant to be meeting. If we can just pray for peace in Korea, and that there are so many Korean Christians in the South who have been praying for the North, and Korean Christians in the North who have been like hidden Christians here or struggling and persecuted. So if we can just lift them all up too. One other thing is, I mean, I had these two short-term missionaries in my class for 1 month. And that was really wonderful. But there were some of us are teachers here. And some, maybe we kind of forget that we should be a testimony. We should be a witness in how we behave with each student, in the fact that they know that we are Christian. But God put us in those jobs, in those places, in those relationships. And so if we can pray for that too. Is there anything else you'd like to add? If we can give thanks too for Redden has a job now doing welding back in the Philippines. And also Hiroshi Fuji has a new job helping people with mental disabilities. So we can just praise God for that and lift them up in their new jobs. Anything else? So you're going to the U.S.?
Are you?
My daughter, Grace.
Yeah.
Oh, my daughter. Oh, okay. Yes, yeah. Yeah, when you said Grace, I was thinking this Grace, but yeah. Yeah, my daughter's going to, maybe 1 week from now, she'll be heading off to the U.S. for about 5 weeks to go to a university course on for nursing students. Thank you for, thank you for remembering my daughter, yeah. And for Mikio and Mihoko-san.
Yes, would you like to come up? Hello, my name is Mihoko. Mikio has suffered. The medical term is a bit difficult, but the colloquial English says, I checked English dictionary, that rose, R-O-S-E, medical term is erysipelas. It sounds horrible to us, but Mikio has to travel to Philadelphia for 2 weeks, so I'll follow him as his nurse. So he takes pill. He takes medicine regularly according to doctor's order. So may he have a safe and sound traveling go to and back from there. Yes, thank you. And our daughter, the situation seemed to be the bottom, nearly the bottom. But yesterday I visited her, and she is getting well. So I can leave her without worry. Thanks to the doctor and nurses and the hospital. And above all, his love. Thank you.